Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
As of March 22nd, Ketchumet Heritage Land Trust has protected another 46 acres of land, which is extremely valuable to the people and salmon. This is the fifth and final mitigation project between KHLT and the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. In 2020, KHLT was selected to establish a mechanism to preserve, perpetually care for, and monitor wetland conservation properties for DOT and PF in response to the Sterling Highway Mile Point 45 through 60 reconstruction project. KHLT's role has been finding, assessing, selecting, and securing specific lands to protect the Kenai Peninsula. With the addition of these approximately 46 acres, KHLT has protected a total of 209.33 acres within the Kenai River watershed since the project's inception in 2020. Jonathan Tamick, project manager for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, says that the KHLT's rapid and efficient procurement of the needed credits has impressed the department thoroughly. Originally aiming for the 2026 deadline, KHLT's diligent efforts brought the final acquisition to completion nearly 2 years ahead of schedule. The department looks forward to future partnerships with KHLT, enthusiastically supporting their mission to conserve critical habitats on the Kenai Peninsula. All of the land that KHLT has acquired and will protect as part of this particular mitigation project has been comprised of critical wetlands and salmon habitat. Conserving important wetland habitat is just one way Alaskans can work to keep salmon populations healthy and thriving. For more on this story, visit our website at RadioKenai.com. Governor Mike Dunleavy is planning to sign a bill which is aimed at increasing download speeds for rural schools. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy plans to sign legislation passed days ahead of a funding application deadline that aims to increase internet download speeds for rural schools. Under the bill, HB 193, schools would be able to get grants to increase download speeds to 100 megabits per second, a fourfold increase over what is currently available in state law. Supporters of the measure see it as an equity issue. The Federal Communications Commission this month said modern broadband networks should provide at least 100 megabytes per second. A version of the internet bill passed the Senate last year, but was rewritten in the House this session to become a broader education package that Dunleavy vetoed late last month. Lawmakers failed to override the veto, leaving them scrambling to get another bill passed that would help eligible schools apply for funding before a Wednesday deadline. The Senate passed HB 193 Monday, following House passage last week. Dunleavy on social media said while the bill is not perfect and there is additional need for more work on the affordability of broadband in Alaska, that it is a step in the right direction. The increased internet speed will help schools' educational process, especially in rural schools. There is disagreement over the program's cost. The state education department estimates it would cost nearly $40 million per year. But members of the Alaska Telecom Association say the cost to the state is likely closer to $15 million a year. Federal grants typically match state funds 8-1. Last year, 151 schools received $6.6 million in state funding for up to 25 megabits per second download speeds. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Department of Labor and Workforce Development is seeking public input on Alaska's 2024 through the 2027 four-year Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act performance indicators. As mandated by the U.S. Department of Labor, states are required to submit state plans every 4 years, with updates every 2 years. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Wednesday.